Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly going to talk some Cowboy football with you. Wyoming 5-2 overall. They're 3-0 in the Mountain West. They will host number 13 Boise State Saturday evening in Laramie. My guest is freshman offensive lineman Gavin Rush joining us on the program. Gavin, always a pleasure to talk with you. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. You know, a little tired from getting back so late, but I'm doing well. I'm excited for this game.
What time did you guys get back? I guess it would have been Sunday morning, right?
Yeah, we landed at a little after 4, and I didn't get to sleep till around 5.
Man, you've had a lot of the you got the triple overtime Northern Illinois game. You've had a lot of 8 o'clock. You've had some 8 o'clock games. I guess that's the joys of being in the Mountain West, right?
I guess it's a lot of night games. I remember when I first got to college football, everybody told me that Yuckies playing on Saturday afternoons. And it's really been almost all night games for me, so it's been nice, but it takes up the whole day, so it gets you a little bit takes away from your rest time Sunday.
I know there's a tradition on road games when you're on the plane. If you win, you get ice cream bars, and I know you're just you're a freshman, so you didn't have to endure the long road losing streak. But, I guess some of those older players probably enjoy those ice cream bars a little bit on the way home from Reno, right?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy it, too.
Oh, yeah.
It tasted very good. I mean, we didn't get one after CSU because we drove, but, that definitely made that plane ride better.
When you are able to block for a guy like Brian Hill, does it make your job easier, harder? I mean, good grief, that guy's an animal, but you guys are the ones opening up those holes for him. Got to make you have a sense of satisfaction, right?
Absolutely, and like you can see how he finishes those runs, and there's some videos going around Twitter on that. The way he finishes runs just makes it that much easier to block for him. And you know that he can make things happen even if you mess up, and if you block everything upright, he's going to hit that hole with everything he got.
Did you know he was sick before the game?
I had no idea. No idea.
Did you have any idea during the game he was sick?
No. I just saw him running everywhere. So
I mean,
figured he was doing all right.
The fact that he went for 289 and 3 touchdowns while having a stomach bug and throwing up and all that stuff, I mean, how does that make you guys feel when you've got a competitor, a teammate, that will do something like that for the better of the team?
I mean, this is awesome because you know that he's going to give it your all for you. So, and even when he's not 100%, so you got to turn around and do the same thing for him and the whole team. So that's just, I feel like, the mentality we have on this team right now, and that's why everything's going so well.
Did you guys have a feeling you would be able to run the ball as effectively as you did against Nevada? Listen, I know you guys, that's what you want to do is run. But they were, one of the worst rush defenses, not only in the conference, but the country. Did you get a feeling that you could have a game like that?
We did, but we don't ever really talk about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I had no idea they were one of the worst in the country. So we just knew, how to fit up some of our plays, and we did that pretty well. And then Brian made some big plays, too, on his own. So it just worked out really well, and we were just happy that we had some yards rushing.
And when you were being recruited by the coaching staff, Coach Bowl and the staff, when you're playing high school ball there in Nebraska, is this the kind of thing, this upcoming game with Boise State, the way you ran the ball against Nevada, is that the kind of thing that was being pitched to you when you were being recruited?
Absolutely it was. I knew that's what they told me. That was their MO, That's what they want to do, and that's what they need to do to be successful. So, being able to do stuff that they want to do, and that's exactly what they told me when I was being recruited. So to be able to do that, and what they told me is just, it feels good, and it feels like we're moving forward.
Did you think all this would be going so quickly for you? I mean, to be starting as a true freshman, to be playing for a share of the, or not a share, for the lead in the Mountain West Conference in late October against the 13th ranked team of the country. I mean, that's coming awful fast at you, Gavin.
It has, and I went from playing in a state championship game at Nebraska Memorial Stadium to playing against the Huskers in like 8 months. And so I think when that hit me, I just realized, this is life, and it goes quick, but this is how it's supposed to be for me. So it's not always easy. A lot of adversity you got to face with it, but I really enjoy being able to play right now, and I'm making the most of my opportunities.
So go back to that. You mentioned playing in a state championship game and probably in front of a few thousand people, maybe, versus 92,000 people. What was that like?
So I remember having after that game, the state championship game, I remember thinking, you know, give me a couple months and I'm going to be here playing. And like, I don't know if I ever thought I'd be seriously taking that seriously, but it actually really happened. And it was one of those things, like, during the game, I didn't even try to think about. But at the end of it, it really just hit me how amazing that was. It made me really grateful for the opportunities that I've been given.
Being a Nebraska kid, was there, when you were growing up, was there that dream to be playing in that stadium but wearing a different uniform than you wore back in September?
There was, yeah. I moved to Nebraska my freshman year.
Okay.
And so I was from Kansas, but there was. And I know that's where a lot of people from my hometown wanted me to go, but I really feel like Wyoming's the right place for me, and I'm really sure of that now.
Yeah, and
I'm thankful. Yeah, worked out this year.
And I was going to say, you probably wouldn't change anything the way that has happened, because, I mean, listen, this has been a quick turnaround even since Coach Bull's been there. I mean, we're in the third year. It's been 2.5 years. And again, you've got a lot to play for, and there's a lot of improvement to be made. But, you know, this has got to be exactly what you had envisioned, and I know we kind of touched on that when you got to Laramie.
Yeah, definitely, because, like, last year, I mean, what were we, like, 1-7 at this time, 1-6, so, and I never really doubted the coaching staff at all. I just kept listening to what they were telling me, and I knew that these coaches, they knew what they were doing, and they had a plan in mind, so I just had to give them time, and it's really working out, and you can start to see it this year, so I feel that's I can definitely, like, for future recruits, like, that's just, they mean what they say, so.
When you guys are able to rush for, 400 yards like you did, how does that make you feel as an offensive lineman, as a group? How much pride can you take out of that?
There's a ton of pride, because, I mean, I as a group, I think we kind of go back to Eastern Michigan, where we kind of struggled, and that's always motivating. So we're going to always go back to that for motivation and use it for games like this. And when we do have big games, you know, we just keep staying humble and keep working hard. Coach Folks has really been pushing us hard, and just got to keep executing our assignments.
Why do you think there was that struggle at Eastern Michigan? Because that game was the exception rather than the rule all year.
Oh, man. I don't know. I just don't think – I think as a group we might have taken it for granted, and we just weren't ready for some of the stuff they threw at us. And so now we're trying to be ready for everything that anybody can throw at us.
Needless to say, you'll have to be ready for Saturday when you play the 13th-ranked team of the country. Coach Bull mentioned in his weekly press conference that you'll be facing the best defensive front you've faced all year. Obviously, you guys are going to say you're up for the challenge. Do you feel that? How confident do you feel going into this game, maybe facing the toughest test you faced to date?
I'm sure it will be, and I've always heard, like, I haven't gotten, starting today is when we'll start all the preparation right after this phone call, really, but I've always heard that they have a really good defensive front, and they're always really well coached, so I know it's going to have to be the most serious we take preparation and practice this week to get ready for it. And yeah, we are up to the challenge, and it's going to be tough, but it's what we came here to do, is to knock off good teams like that.
But I'm guessing you've seen Boise State, whether it be last year or over the years, maybe even some this year, play. What have you noticed, you know, maybe just watching a game from what they do up front defensively and what challenges that pose?
From what it seems like to me, they aren't gigantic, like, people, but they're just really athletic. Mm-hmm. And like I said, they're really well coached. So when you have people like that, I compare it to our defensive line, who is extremely good too. So it's gonna be a challenge.
Good stuff, Gavin. What a great interview opportunity to speak with you. Certainly do appreciate it. Keep up all the good work, and we'll see you over there Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sounds good.